We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Friday, January 10th. Still a couple of days until the 25th-rated CU men's basketball team gets back into court to wash the taste of Sunday's 8-point loss to Oregon State out of its mouth. Nobody is taking more responsibility for last week's defeat than junior point guard McKinley Wright.
Yes, sir. It's a lot of weight on me and on this team as a whole. We know we got to bounce back. We got to do a better job protecting home court. We dropped two here this year. The Buff Nation, they come out and support us big time, and we're appreciative of that. So we got to do a better job of having that back and winning games here.
So the Buffaloes are back into practice court today and wrap up their three-game homestand on Sunday at 4 p.m. They'll match up with the Utes at the Event Center. Our coverage on the Colorado Basketball Network gets underway at 3:30 with the Buffs warm-up pregame show. The game will air in Denver at 850 KOA and 94.1 FM. By the way, this weekend is also the Sox-Walseth reunion weekend. Walseth, still the winningest and longest tenured men's coach in CU history. Of course, the Event Center floor is emblazoned with Sox Walseth Court, honoring the man who coached the Buffaloes for 20 years, from 1956 to 1976, and compiled a 261-245 record. Walseth won 8 Big 8 regular season titles in his career, took his team to 3 NCAA tournaments, and was named the Big 8 Coach of the Year 5 times. He also coached the CU women's program from 1980 to 1983, compiling a 77-21 record. That included a perfect 43-0 record at home during his tenure. For more on the Buffs prep for Utah, check out Neil Welk's coverage, currently at CUBuffs.com. After playing almost a full month away from the CU event, Santa, the Colorado women's basketball team looking forward to a little home cooking this weekend. The Buffaloes return against Southern Cal tonight, kicking off a three-game homestand. Buffs haven't played a game at the Event Center since December 12th. This week, the Buffs will host Southern Cal again tonight, then close out the weekend versus number 10 UCLA on Sunday at noon. That's part of a split doubleheader. The women play at noon, the men versus Utah at 4 in the afternoon. University of Colorado track and field program opens up the 2020 season this weekend at home with the Potts Invitational. The field events get underway today at noon, and the running events begin Saturday at 11 a.m. Both squads enter the season ranked in the top 12 in the nation after yesterday's USTF CCCA indoor track and field preseason rankings came out. The women are ranked 12th, the men were ranked 10th. And the collegiate ski season is officially upon us, and the Colorado ski team is set to open up the alpine portion of its season with the Denver Invitational today through Sunday at the Aspen Highland Ski Resort. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.